1480 WABF, that is Hall and Oates. I can't go for that. Well, something you can go for is the Baldwin County Youth Orchestra, and I have got Mr. Leroy Hughes in the studio with me to tell us all about it. Good morning, Leroy.
Yeah, the Baldwin County Youth Orchestra rehearses right here in Fairhope on Nichols Avenue, and we are putting on our annual Christmas concert. This is our 13th concert. Okay. It'll be at the Daphne Civic Center and at 7 p.m. on December the 9th. And as usual, our concerts are free. However, we will have a phenomenal silent auction with tons and tons of things you can bid on and get some good deals on Christmas gifts for your for family or for yourself.
Okay, so music and a silent auction sounds like a pretty good party.
Yeah, and we've got tons of kids performing. We have everything from our beginning strings and band kids all the way up through our advanced youth orchestra. And we even have a few Baldwin Pops people that's going to be playing with us as well. So it's going to be a really, really great concert. And I even heard that SC, or Santa Claus, might be there. So
okay,
that'll be fun.
The man with the bag be there. Okay,
right.
Well, that sounds fun. Now, tell us about this. This is individual performances? This is small group performances?
The strings and the smaller bands and all that yeah, they're smaller groups that, mm-hmm. that we've started. But our youth orchestra is about 40 strong.
Oh,
or so.
That's not a small group.
That's going to be a big group. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a full orchestra with all the percussion, brass, woodwind, and strings. So it's going to be a pretty phenomenal concert. And I also wanted to bring up too, if I can, we've also started a Baldwin Youth Chorus, which is a community chorus for 4th through 12th graders. And they're also going to be performing. They're going to be performing at that concert, actually.
Okay.
One of the pieces will be a choir/orchestra piece. So they'll sing that night. But then they'll also do their own performance at the auditorium here in Fairhope on the Coastal Campus at 2 o'clock on the 10th.
2 o'clock on the 10th.
So the following day, okay. Right.
Okay. Now, how do people get tickets for this?
There are no tickets.
No tickets?
Yeah, it's a free concert. So you just come to the Daphne Civic Center and for free. Like I said, the way we raise money for the concert is with our silent auction.
Okay.
And, of course, donations are accepted.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, how do kids get involved with this?
Kids can just contact us. We have bcyorchestra.com is our website. And then we also have a Facebook page, and they can contact us for auditions. And I'm glad you asked that, because we also have a scholarship fund through what's called the Cromans Foundation, who give us money. And we give kids that are seniors in high school, bound for college, college scholarships in May. So if there's any people out there listening that your kid's a senior or going to be a senior even next year or a couple years from now, it's a good idea to go ahead and get them involved. And we can give them a small college scholarship for being part of our group to go on to be in college.
Okay, and this goes for wind instruments, stringed instruments, brass instruments?
Yep, all the instruments of the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you go about recruiting?
We go to the local high schools, and we've also started, several years back, we started a homeschool group as well. So like our beginning band that I was mentioning, they're all homeschool kids. And a lot of our string players are homeschool kids as well. So we go to the homeschool communities, the private schools, and the high schools, ask, and then we go on radio and Facebook and different things and the paper and that kind of thing to promote and try to get kids to join us. And even though we're mid-year, kids can still join us, because I know a lot of times the kids are so involved with marching band and the high schools and that kind of thing. But now that that's over, if they want to come and join us in January, that's perfectly all right. They just need to contact us and arrange for an audition.
Okay, yeah. It takes me back to my high school days when I was in the marching band. Mm-hmm. And then in about November, after the Veterans Day parade, we would transition to a concert band.
To concert band,
so,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, and this is a great opportunity for kids, because it does broaden their horizons, and it's more than just, you know, high school band and that kind of thing. It's an orchestra, and also it's a community event, and we even give kids service hours for, mm-hmm. because it is a nonprofit, and you're helping, you're volunteering or whatever for that group. And So that's an option as well.
Okay. Yeah. I looking back on my days, I remember going to when I made All County and then All State, going and hear people from different schools that I didn't sit next to every day was interesting too. Like, wow, these guys are good. You know, it's neat to play near other people who have slightly different styles and don't know everything you know, and you don't know everything that they know. So
that's
so that was interesting
too. It is.
Then the homeschooling aspect with music, you know, you can play alone, but when you play with a group, it's an entirely different thing. So this is great for socializing those kids too.
Yes, definitely. Right.
Mm-hmm. So
great avenue. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anything else? You've got this concert that's coming up on December 7th. What time? 7 p.m.?
December 9th.
December 9th, 7 p.m.
Right, at 7 p.m., Daphne Civic Center. And then we have our choral concert on the 10th at 2 p.m. here in Fairhope at the auditorium there on the Fairhope campus.
Okay.
Right.
And for them to get in touch with you?
They can go to bcyorchestra.com. All our information's on there. Our Facebook page. My email address is bcyorchestra@gmail.com. And then there's a phone number, 279-0848.
Okay, so that's BCY Orchestra, bcyorchestra.com, or bcyorchestra@gmail.com. Like Baldwin County Youth Orchestra.
Right, and our new rehearsal facility is down on Nichols next to District Hall and Warehouse Bakery right down the road from that. So if anybody's in the area just want to stop by there as well, they can do that.
All right, stop in. Hey.
And we'll see you in the Fairhope Parade as well Friday night.
That sounds like fun. Okay. All right, well, thank you so much. Once again, that is Mr. Leroy Hughes of the Baldwin County Youth Orchestra. We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, and as he said, you know, he's teaching the kids and helping the kids learn music. You know, you need to teach your children well and teach them young. And Crosby, Stills, Nash had the same thing.
You, who are on the road,